Hello, good
Hello.
evening. Yes, good
Good
evening. My
evening.
name is Ivan. My name is Ivan. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion of a survey, and your community would like to get your opinions. Does you or does any member of your household work in a radio, television station, a newspaper,
No.
or advertising agency, or in
No.
any media organization or a volunteer political campaign?
No.
Okay, perfect. Well, and in these cases, as I was telling you, what we're trying to do is just try to get your opinion today. And one second here, let me see real quick. As I was telling you, it's just to get your opinion, right? As you are aware, very few people are actually voting non-partisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes you or how you will vote on non-partisan primary elections in Miami-Dade County Mayor or any county commission on Tuesday, August 24th. I'm definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote, or I'm not at all.
Somewhat likely to vote.
Somewhat likely to vote. Thank you so much. And also, are you with which political party are you registered?
Democrat.
Democrat. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am, for your opinion. And what's your main racial background?
African-American.
African-American. Thank you so much. And what about your age? What is your age? Between 36 to 45?
Between 50 and whatever else is there.
Oh, okay, okay. Thank you, thank you. And generally speaking, we'll just say things saying Miami-Dade County are going on the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track?
Neither here or there. I mean, it's not the right, or it's not the off track.
Well, okay, so you're not like have like a side of it. You think it's not right or wrong, like in the middle.
Correct.
Maybe?
It's in the middle.
Oh.
In the middle.
Thank you, thank you. And from the following list, what is the one thing local elected official in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? Housing and property insurance costs, traffic and congestion, corruption in local government, floating sea level rise and environmental resiliency, crime and neighborhood safety, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment?
Can I say all the above?
We don't have like an option for that. I don't know. You can pick anyone.
I mean, all of them are extremely important, so it's hard for me to pick one.
I understand. Okay, let me just go here. Then don't worry about it. I mean, it's just to get your opinion, right? OTAI, it is a non-partisan election. If the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which of the following best describes how you will are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate or a Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably, or lean slightly to the Democratic candidate. Definitely vote for Republican, probably for Republican, or lean slightly.
Democrat.
It will be definitely or probably?
Probably.
Probably. Thank you so much. You will now be given a list of public officials in Miami across the country that you might be familiar with. Please indicate how your favorable are or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion and have never heard of a person, you can indicate it as well. What about Rosie Cordero Stotts? Would you be very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable?
I don't know who that is.
Never heard of her. Okay, thank you. And what about Alonso Alfie Leon?
I don't know.
Don't know. Okay, thank you. And Joe Carollo, I'm sorry?
No, I'm not for him at all.
No, okay, that will be very unfavorable.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And Francis Suarez?
Francis Suarez?
Yes.
Neutral.
Neutral will be like no opinion on it. Okay,
yeah, no opinion.
Perfect. Thank you, thank you. And what about Vicky Lopez?
Vicky Lopez?
Yes.
I haven't heard of her.
Never heard of her. Thank you so much. And Eileen Higgins?
I like her.
You like her. It will be very favorable or somewhat favorable
somewhat.
For her? Somewhat.
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And what about Alex Diaz de la Portilla?
Alex?
Yeah, Alex,
negative.
Yeah, negative. That would be very unfavorable or
yes.
Somewhat?
Very, very.
Very. Thank you, thank you. Thank you. And what about Fabian Bassey?
Who is it again? Fabian, you said?
Fabian Bassey, yeah.
I've never heard of them.
Oh, never heard of them. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. And Maria Elvira Salazar?
Negative.
Negative. It'd be very unfavorable or somewhat?
Very, very, very.
Very, very. Thank you. And Carlos Jimenez?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Favorable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you, thank you. And what about Daniela Levin Cava? Cava, yeah.
I've never heard of her.
Never heard of her. Thank you. And Joe Biden?
I mean, yes.
Yes. Very favorable or somewhat?
Very.
Very. Thank you. And what about Miguel Sullivan?
I have never heard of Miguel Sullivan.
Thank you, thank you. And Donald Trump?
No, negative.
Negative. That would be in between somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Very. Thank you. And the last on this list is Joe Sanchez. Have you heard of him?
No.
Not at
no.
all? Okay. Thank you so much. And you will now be asked a few short questions about the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commissions were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Eileen Higgins or Alfonso Alfie Leon?
Eileen Higgins.
Eileen Higgins. Thank you. And if the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote, Eileen Higgins or Miguel Solomon?
Eileen Higgins.
Thank you. Once again, if the primary elections of Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom you will vote, Eileen Higgins, and between Eileen Higgins and Joe Carollo.
Eileen Higgins.
Thank you. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Eileen Higgins is doing as your county commissioner? Like, you strongly approve, somewhat approve, someone disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Thank you. You will now be given some statements about Eileen Higgins. Please indicate that it makes you more likely, less likely to vote for Eileen Higgins in the elections of Miami-Dade County. If it will make you no difference, you can indicate it as well, right? Let's say Eileen Higgins gave millions of taxpayers' dollars for foreign developers for rail projects that were never completed, and Higgins supported a controversial rail project for Miami Beach that will bring more congestion and crime to the residential neighborhoods. It will be much more likely for you, somewhat more likely. Somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
I mean, definitely not likely.
Not likely. So it will be much less likely.
Correct.
Thank you, thank you. And if Eileen Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contribution for the corrupt big developers who are pushing out longtime residents from their homes by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford, and bring more traffic and congestion to our neighborhood, or to your neighborhood, I'm sorry?
Well, obviously not, no. I mean, I know she's not doing that, but, you know, not likely
yeah.
she is doing something like that. I'm not going to vote for her, but I know she's not doing that.
So it'd be in between somewhat or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. And while so many are struggling to make ends meet, Eileen Higgins actually voted to more than double her taxpayers' funded compensation, I'm sorry, and benefits to $130,000 per year. That it'd be much more likely for you somewhat?
I mean, of course not. If she's doing that, which she's not, but I won't vote for her if she's doing something like that.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's just your opinion. I mean, you can see. So it'd be much less likely for you, right?
Correct, if she was doing something like that.
Thank you, thank you. What about if Eileen Higgins says she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received an F score in transit and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and roads that so many of our residents depend on, which had led to more crowd buses and high costs and people not getting to work on time. And
that's a ridiculous question. Of course I won't vote for her if she did something like that.
So it would be much less likely for you. Okay, thank you, thank you. No, it's okay, man. Since Eileen Higgins took office 6 years ago.
I hate to cut you off, but if it's going to be ridiculous questions like that, like this, I want to stop the survey.
Oh, no, we're almost done with it. I mean, it's just to have your opinion. Remember
it's ridiculous questions, though. I mean, she's not doing what you're saying. So, I mean, you know, I don't want to continue to listen to it and answer for ridiculous questions. So if it's more of what you were just saying, then we can end the conversation.
Yeah, I mean, so you mean that if anything that goes against, she's not doing, as you say, right? It'd be more like it for you.
I know she's not doing that, so it's ridiculous that's the questions that you guys are asking. I mean, it's a waste of my time.
Yeah. Can I move forward from this? Es que ya, es que este cerdo está bien pendejo. Go back. Hang up. Not agree with the questions asked. On the survey. Esta señora me acuerdo.